Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Every Saturday morning, it's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Terry takes you inside the outdoors. You know, hunting, fishing, camping. It's Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. Now, here's Terry.
Good morning on this kind of cloudy Saturday up in my studio in Fort Collins today. I don't know how it is around the state, but boy, the weather has sure been off and on, hasn't it? I mean, we've had everything from 80 degrees to snow. It's the water temperatures have changed. The runoff has subsided and taken off. Looked out at the weather, and I think we're going to have, at least temperature-wise, some more stable weather out in the next couple weeks. It's a little cooler than normal, not a lot, but it's going to be more stable, although we'll start getting into those afternoon thunderstorms. So we'll kind of talk about that later today and how it affects fishing and what you might have to do as you're making your plans. We have trivia today. I hope you follow us on Facebook at Terry Wickstrom Outdoors. The answers usually tend to show up during the week on the Facebook page. We're going to give away a $50 gift card sometime in today's show. We're going to have Parks and Wildlife on for a couple segments, of course. Austin Parr and Nate Zielinski will join us. And then we're going to have a dog training segment again in the second hour. Ben Garcia is back, and he's just from Hideaway Kennels, and he's been just fantastic. We've had great feedback on him. But let's go right to the phones right now. Joining us from the Colorado Angler, Colorado Angler up in Silverthorne. They're a full-service fly shop. They have guide service. They even have a guide school. And they're right in the heart of some of the best waters in the state. And joining us from Colorado Angler is Andrew Peterson. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, Terry. Good morning. How are you today?
You know, I'm doing great. How's the weather up there? It's a little cloudy today here.
You know, it's started out sunny so far. The forecast is calling for it to cloud up and this afternoon, which is what happened yesterday. But right now it's gorgeous. So it'll go a long way to start some of the hatches off this morning, and then the clouds will roll in to make for some great dry fly fishing the rest of the day.
Well, I'm on my way, but sounds great.
You know, it's early enough. Like the best dry fly fishing's been from like 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock, so you still got time to make it from Fort Collins.
I like banker's hour fishing, you know that? But, you know, I don't know if you heard me during the open that we've had some, well, the weather certainly hasn't been in a pattern. I mean, it's been in maybe a pattern, but it's been all over the place. And it's really affected, I know down on the Front Range, it's affected the warm water fishing. Not that people aren't catching fish, but, boy, you really have to change your approach. What's been going on up in the rivers in your area? And maybe you could even tell people some of the rivers you fish.
Yeah, you know, on the weather thing there, it's kind of been a roller coaster. Every week it seems like Sunday we get a storm front moves in, so we get cold and moisture, a lot of snow actually, but this week I think it's going to be rain, but it'll be cold and dreary for a couple of days, which will actually improve the water quality as the little bit of runoff we've had abates and the water clarity improves to about, I'd say 3 feet or more in most areas. And then midweek, Wednesday, Thursday's kind of transition. It turns nice, warms up. Friday's been really nice. And then just when the water deteriorates for the weekend, then we get another storm to roll in and clear it back up. So it's made for some great fishing. We're kind of all over the central part of the state here. We've been doing a lot on the Colorado, a good bit on the Eagle, a little bit on the Arc. We do a lot on the Arc over the course of the year, but recently we haven't been doing as much down there because, I don't know, the fish on the Colorado has just been so solid. Been out to the Roaring Fork too, and it's all everywhere is caddis and betis. I'd say be prepared for that on every river. On the Colorado lately, you'll roll up to the river in the morning and you see a lot of adult caddis around already, but those are just your residuals from previous days. We've been finding better luck early in the day on the blue-winged olive stuff, and then kind of early to mid-afternoon, they switch over to the caddis. You know, anywhere from 2 to 2:30 or 3 is when I've been seeing the caddis dry fly activity really pick up.
Now, on some of these rivers, you've mentioned how that flow has been ebbing and flowing, and you get clear and you get a little bit of stuff in the water, makes it hard to see. Have you got a feel for when we might see a big runoff, or will we, or is it just too hard to tell this year?
You know, this year, there's a lot of factors weighing into that. You know, typically we start to see things ramp up about the 12th to the 15th of May, volume-wise, which then adds color as that those dry stream banks then get inundated and pick up all that debris. But, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. One, we've got really dry soil this year, so they're saying a lot of early runoff is going to just be absorbed into the soil and not make it into the river. The other thing we've got going is some fairly low reservoirs. I wouldn't say they're critical. Like, I mean, you drive by Green Mountain, and it is really low, but I think Green Mountain's probably only 4 or 5 feet lower than typical, and not as bad as I've seen it, you know, that last really bad drought cycle about 18 years ago was worse. But so I think we're going to be filling reservoirs, and I don't think we're going to see on the rivers that have, storage facilities on them, I don't think we're going to see gigantic numbers this year. Other rivers that don't, say, you know, the Roaring Fork, certainly the main stem that comes out of Aspen, there's a decent amount of snow to run into there. I think we'll see the Eagle do okay. I don't think it'll get as big as normal. But I still think we might see some, you know, something in the 2,000 CFS range on the Eagle, which most years that can get over 3 grand. But yeah, I think it'll be a mixed bag. I think we'll be able to fish our way through runoff on streams this year and not have to, you know, abandon all the freestones to get onto, you know, the tailwaters and reservoirs, if you will.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned, too, that you're getting a lot of dry fly action, especially when the reservoirs clear up, or the rivers, rather, clear up at certain days of the week or certain times of the day. Now, as we get some changes in clarity, if we do see a pickup and runoff or get more rain, do you have to change your tactics, maybe go to different flies or streamers or the position of the fish? How do you approach it when you do get that dirtier water?
Yeah, you know, as they say, they still got to eat, right? But, you will find some interruption to their feeding pattern. A lot of times that with that dirty water from runoff comes a temperature drop, which can oftentimes have more impact on the fish feeding than the clarity, just because it changes the insect activity and their food source. So, you know, we'll see the classic dirty water stuff. You know, a lot of bead heads, maybe a bigger profile bead head, some of the flashier stuff, a lot of San Juan worm stuff. We'll see leeches really performing at times too during that. And a lot of it will have to do with how much debris ends up in there too, as to, you know, I don't think we're going to see a lot of big debris this year, but, you know, those years where you get a lot of branches and twigs and, you know, some of those side creeks blow out and they add a lot of debris, it makes it a little bit tougher sometimes to keep your rig clean is an issue too. So always, you know, pay attention to your nymphs, you know, make sure you're not, you know, carrying around extra, you know, moss or leaves, you know, that you pick up in the drift and then you don't get a good presentation as well. So
now most of the rivers you mentioned are pretty good driftable rivers. Do you do mostly drift boat fishing, or if people are coming up, whether guided or unguided, are you seeing a mix of walk wade or a mix of drift, or is it really better to drift right now because of the changing conditions?
Well, you know, I'm a boat jockey myself. I'd rather float than wade. That's just my preference, and a lot of that has to do with Colorado's wading laws, right? So as long as we can get in public and then float through, you can, you know, we can access a lot of great water that you can on foot. But some of these streams are really low right now. I mean, if you like Pump House this morning is at 341 cubic feet per second. That is really low. To put that in perspective, you know, I want to say back in 03 or 04, I think we hit the lowest ever recorded up there was 224. And typically at this time of the year, the river pre-runoff is probably running 600 to 700. And as we step up now, it can run anywhere from 1,800 to 2,500 on average and that. So low flows, I would say we're still floating the Colorado. and the Roaring Fork. We're doing a little bit on the Eagle and the Gypsum area, but the Eagle's still pretty low for the floating the main body of the river. And same with the Ark, you know, it's low and it's a real bump down there. But so it's really, there's a mix. We do more floating than wading, but I would say, you know, the wade fishermen right now have got to be loving, you know, one, just easy walking access and fewer boats on some of these stretches than normal. So, so there's a silver lining for, you know, both sides of the coin, right?
Yeah. Now I'm going to ask you about your operation because this is the first time we've had you on. But when we get done with that, I want you to think about this. I'm going to ask you if you could go in the next few days looking at the weather, where one float trip and one wade trip that you kind of gravitate to. But first, tell us about Colorado Angler. What do you have there?
You know, we have a brick and mortar retail location here in Silverthorne. I don't know how familiar some of you guys are with when you get off the interstate coming to the west from Denver. We're actually turn left, come under the interstate, and we're just up on the right there. You know, the two places I always give as landmarks are we're kind of in between Blue Moon Bakery and Sunshine Cafe because a lot of people stop for breakfast or grab a sandwich for their day on the river too. So we're right there. We have a relatively large guide service, but our main focus here at the retail store is service and information. A lot of times I think some of that is lacking somewhere. You know, we're all about the free flow of information. So we have about 1,850 fly bins, so good selection on flies for not only trout, but we get a lot of guys locally that like to dabble in the pike, particularly at this time of the year when typically our streams are blown out. And being close to Williams Fork and Clear Creek reservoirs, and some guys will go up even as far as Stagecoach. You know, we've got a selection of pike flies, saltwater flies for the destination guys, a lot of streamers, and then, you know, everything from your midges to the big meat. So, you know, about 1,200 square feet of retail space and, you know, carry a good assortment of rods from Sage and Winston, Thomas and Thomas, and waders and, you know, everything to get you out on the water.
Yeah, and you mentioned, you know, you have a large guide service. You guide both walk, wade, and float. And,
yeah,
of course, you do a lot of floating. You even do a guide school once or twice a year. But if people really want to get a hold of you, how do they find you? Is there a website, or is there better on a phone number or a Facebook page?
They can, you know, certainly, you know, check out the website at thecoloradoangler.com. We really like to talk to people just because, you know, when we email back and forth, you know, follow-up questions come up, and next thing you know, it becomes a multiple-length thread there. So they can reach us at 970-513-8055. And again, we really like to, you know, give people current information. When you're leaving Denver or the Front Range, whether it's, you know, Fort Collins or all the way down to the Springs, you know, there's a lot of choices to be made, and sometimes going one direction and you get there and conditions aren't prime and there really was a better option, but now you got to change your direction 60 miles and we could have saved you a little driving in the morning. So don't hesitate to call, and we'll certainly give you, you know, current scoop. With having such a big presence for guiding, we've got guys on several drainages every day. Today we've got a couple guys on the Colorado, a couple guys on the Eagle, and I want to say we had one boat going out west to try to get more caddis action on the Roaring Fork. So we usually have some pretty good real-time information.
All right, now we're going to run out of time here, and I want to get where you might go fishing, but I also know you wanted to mention the salmon fly hatch, so real quickly.
Yeah, so real quick on the salmon flies, it's a little bit weird. Typically, we see on a low water year, we'll see them come off slightly early. As a general rule of thumb, we tell people Memorial Day, give or take 2 weeks. But I have seen them come off as early as the 7th of May and as late as the 21st of June over the last 25 years. So last year, they started on the 24th of the month. I was thinking they were going to come a little bit earlier this year, but the cold may be, you know, the weekly cold stuff may be slightly delaying that, and we may see them about like last year. The guides out yesterday were seeing, they were finding good bugs, but not huge masses along the structure and the willow banks. As you know, they migrate, they're terrestrial hatching, so they crawl up on the bank to emerge, and they emerge at night. So a lot of times, you know, we go up every morning now starting this time of year, and we'll get to the river at 7:30, 8 o'clock to see if they've begun that emergence so we can get back and get out good information about that. So I would say I'd like to believe it's going to be in the next 10 days, probably, you know, 6 or 7 days to 10 days out. But anything can happen with this cold and rain the next couple, you know, we're looking at a afternoon showers for the next 5 or 6 days. That may, you know, keep the water temperature a little bit below where they, you know, where they want it. So, yeah, I think it'll be a good year, though. It'll certainly be a great year. Some years when it's running 4 grand up there and they come off, it's really tough to wade fish. And so at this flow, whether you're wading or floating, it's going to make for good accessibility to get into them.
Andrew, we're over time, but give me a 1 minute, two places. One you'd go walk wade if you're going just the next couple of days, and one you'd go drift. Where would you go?
If I'm going to drift, I'm still going to drift to Colorado because, man, I had a great week out there guiding and a lot of dry fly fishing in the afternoon. So anywhere on the Colorado from Pump House to Dotsero, we're seeing good clarity. That's 57 miles of water to pick a float. Walk and wade, we're still doing well up there, but particularly above Walcott, we're still seeing great clarity on the Eagle. And so that's a great walk and wade fishery, and it's still a little low, so you're not going to get swept downstream with big water.
All right. My friend, we're over on time, but if people want more information or just to talk to you guys, they can find all your contact information at coloradoangler.com. Andrew, yeah, I look forward to having you on it.
Don't forget, thecoloradoangler.com. Make sure you have the H-E on the front.
Okay, thecoloradoangler.com, and I look forward to having you on again. Thanks for all the information.
Yeah, Terry, thanks for having us on. Everybody have a great weekend of fishing because the next 5 days look prime.
All right. Andrew Peterson from thecoloradoangler.com. Give them a call. They're going to be what a source of information. We'll take a time out. We come back. Parks and Wildlife are going to join us. We're going to talk about the Colorado Wildlife Council on Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fan.